From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A hearing today in a Florida courtroom on the fate of Terri Schiavo and the law that's keeping her alive ended today without a decision. Schiavo is the Florida woman who is severely brain damaged and at the center of a right-to-die case. NPR's Brian Naylor is in Clearwater, Florida, and joins us now. Brian, fill us in on what happened.
Robert, this is about a law the Florida legislature passed back in October that's come to be known as Terri's Law. It was approved in less than a day and gave Governor Jeb Bush the right to order that Terri Schiavo be reconnected to a feeding tube that had been disconnected at the request of her husband, Michael. Terri Schiavo has been in what doctors call a persistent vegetative state for some 13 years now. Lawyers for Michael Schiavo argued today the law was unconstitutional in that it violated Terri's right to privacy for the state to come in order that she be kept alive, even if it were against her wishes and those of her husband. Lawyers for Governor Bush argued the opposite, that it was constitutional and an additional layer of protection for Terri Schiavo. Judge Douglas Baird heard arguments from both sides for about an hour and a half today, then said he wouldn't formally rule until another court weighs in on some other issues relating to what's a very complicated case.
Did Judge Baird give any indication of which way he might be leaning in this case?
He made clear that he does intend to grant the summary judgment sought by Michael Schiavo, that is, to declare Terri's Law unconstitutional. Judge Baird said he wouldn't grant Governor Jeb Bush's request for a trial in the matter to let a jury decide whether Terri Schiavo would have wanted her life prolonged.
What struck you in the testimony in this hearing, Brian?
Well, I was struck, Robert, by the way that it got very personal in the courtroom. Bush's attorney argued Michael Schiavo has not been acting in his wife's best interests. Kenneth Connor, the lawyer, raised all sorts of allegations about Michael Schiavo that he allegedly said out loud at a nursing home where Terri Schiavo was being cared for. Why won't she die? When is she going to die? Connor asked rhetorically if it were Terri Schiavo's wish to be allowed to die, would she have felt that way if she knew Michael Schiavo was living with another woman whom he'd fathered children with? Some pretty nasty stuff, which provoked murmurs of assent from the Schindler family, Terri's relatives. Not terribly relevant to the matter at hand, probably. Michael Schiavo was not in the courtroom.
Where do we go from here after this hearing?
Well, Judge Baird, as I said, is waiting for a decision by another state court on some other issues before he formally issues his order. But if it is the summary judgment that Bush's lawyers clearly think it will be, they were all but declaring defeat today, which means that Terri's Law would be unconstitutional. Both sides expect that this will be appealed. Bush's lawyers say they'll definitely appeal. And I think both sides figure that it's likely to wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
There's been some polling of public opinion on this in Florida.
Recently, the St. Petersburg Times did a poll, found 65% opposed Governor Bush's efforts to restore the feeding tube to Terri Schiavo. Michael Schiavo's lawyer said, you know, the governor isn't an emperor of a potentate with unbridled power. Under this law, the governor isn't accountable for his decision, and we don't know if he made it in a room with his closest political advisors worrying about the political impact, or whether he made it in a room with his medical advisors worrying about what's best for Terri Schiavo.
And in a word, do we know when Judge Baird will actually announce his decision?
Lawyers say that it's possible it could come as early as January.
Early January. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Brian Naylor talking to us from Clearwater, Florida, at the hearing that will determine the fate of Terri Schiavo.